Hello?
You're alive. Or you should say that immediately. You should be saying that to me. Because, like, I heard you called in. Mercedes said you tried to call in, and Mondays and Fridays are always my crazy days, and I'm sure
that's a crazy day.
What?
Yeah, no, I called this morning. I texted and called this morning. I couldn't get due to you, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I was swamped. Yeah, and plus I didn't have your number, so I didn't know, like, who was this.
Oh, you probably didn't know the number coming in. I didn't
yeah,
think
so it's like everything's tied to, like, your name and your profile here. So, like, if I don't recognize them, like, I don't know. You know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I get so many of those damn spam calls. Yeah, I feel like I'm
It goes crazy. Did you ever get your money? Did the bank ever, like, take care of you? What happened with that?
Yeah, we got it figured out.
Okay, yeah.
They sent it to a different account. So.
Oh, I see. We also got to figure out okay when we can schedule your call because I had to reschedule that obviously because I knew you weren't able to make it today. So
yeah.
What's your schedule looking like the next couple of days? Obviously Thanksgiving Thursday, so we got to do it either tomorrow or Wednesday, the latest.
Right. So I've just got them right to eat here. Let's see what this guy decided. Nothing. We could probably do it. Would Wednesday morning be work for you? Like any time before like
yeah,
10
yeah.
or 11?
Let me pull up the calendar. Okay. Before I forget, because I know like, you know, a lot's going in my head right now. And
yep.
You know how us men can't multitask, so I'm trying to multitask and talk at the same time. But
don't even try it, man.
See, my wife, dude, she could do like five things all at once. I don't know.
Dude, how
do they do that?
Mine does that too. I don't know how she does it.
It's the gift.
She'll be sitting there talking to me,
like,
typing something up, and then reading something all at the same time. I'm like, you're reading something different than what you're typing, and you're talking to me?
Yeah, it blows my mind away. It's like you sit back and you watch a woman, and you're like, "Dang God, I don't know how you did that, but it's incredible."
Right?
It blows my mind because guys, we can't do that. We have to stay focused on one thing. We can't do a bunch of things all at once. Not like a woman. Okay, so you want to do 9:30 on Wednesday, or do you need a different time?
Yep, that works.
Okay.
Right. I got a thing at 11, so as long as we're done by like 10:30, you know.
All right, you know what? Do you want to do it even earlier? I can do 8:30 if that works.
That works.
Okay, let's do 8:30 so you're not like trying to stress. You know, I hate that. Okay. Just remember that's going to be at 8:30 in the morning. I know it's a little early, but it's not that early.
Oh, I'm up. I got a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old.
I know.
And I'm running a business here, so yeah, I'm up at 5 a.m. I'm up and showered, baby.
Okay, so let me go ahead in here. Yeah, I'm putting this number in here too. Okay, what are we going with the business name? What do you think of like? What'd you come up with that?
We're thinking we might just leave it where we're at, you know?
Nailed it.
Just leave it. Nailed it. Because it's a lot of, you know, we had to, you know, change the business name and that was going to take a few days. And we're still backtracking around. We can't agree on anything.
Gotcha. Do you like this? You know, so are we going to go with Nailed It Home Services? Is that what we kind of coming with or what are you guys thinking?
Well, I think I like Nailed It Home Services and, as long as we don't need to get the domain name. I mean, do we need a domain name?
We'll get you a domain name.
Because I thought that was. Isn't that where we were running into the issue was
like
we,
the domain name itself Nailed It Home Services? I don't think like hold on, let's Google it.
Because I honestly don't even know the difference. Like what's the point of having a domain? Is it just because you get the .com?
Well, you have to have a domain name and you have to have a website because like that's how we're going to promote you, right? And people want to see a website. So let's just take a look. Nailed It. Didn't you have like the domain name somewhere else? I was trying to remember. Like,
I've got Nailed It Northwest.
Oh, okay. But we want to go Nailed It Home Services.
Yeah, we want to put, we were thinking, you mentioned putting home services in there, and I was like, that's a great idea.
Yeah. No, you have to have that. Like, I think about the little things. so you guys don't have to, you know? Okay.
Right.
So Nailed It Home Services is taken.
You know, I was just out, doing a job yesterday. I seen a Nailed It roofing company. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, really?
Nailed It. Yeah, I was like, Nailed It roofing.
Yeah, people like that name, huh?
I guess so.
You're like, yo, man, you taking my name?
It's like if you're nailing stuff, it's the obvious choice, right? Nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking, not be taken, right? You know, we could do like Washington, or you know what, like nail here. So we could probably put like Washington. We're gonna get it. Nailed It Home Services.
I was kind of running along the lines of like Washington. Trusted, you know, Northwest, you know, trusted Northwest solution, or, you know, kind of like a, one of those kind of things. Just like a real generic, but, you know, people see it, they're like, okay, you know, Trusted Home Services, or, what was the other one? Pacific Northwest Home
Services. Wait, how about Home Services Nailed It? Let me see if that's available. Ooh.
Home Services Nailed It? Maybe you can try that.
Yeah, it is. It is. Oh. It is available. HomeServicesNailedIt.com. I'm going to try to put that in here. Here we go.
There we go.
Say, hey, can we get this? Home Services Nailed It. Right?
Nice. Okay.
It's got your name. It's just kind of put together, you know?
Yeah. You think I have to change my business license and all that, Phil?
Well, do you have Nailed It Home Services at all, or no?
No. So for my business license, just Nailed It. That's DBA.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, can you do a name change on it?
Yeah, they did. It said it takes 2 days to do it, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I would say. Put Nailed It Home Services on it.
Okay.
We want to keep it like that.
Well, Home Services Nailed It, right? Home Services first.
Yeah, but that's going to be your website, but your actual name, we're going to have it on Google as Nailed It Home Services.
Okay, perfect.
So, the website will be kind of back flipped, but it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We want your name as Nailed It Home Services all over. You know,
okay.
I don't like it. Home Services Nailed It, like, as the actual, like, name, right? But the domain name.
But that's just the website.
Yeah, it's just the website name. So that's not going to matter, right?
Okay.
You know, people aren't going to remember your, they're going to remember Nailed It. You know?
Nice.
All right. So
nice.
Let's nail it. All right. So, okay. So, all right. I'm going to go ahead and create your invoice and everything right now and then get you set up. And then we are going to do, we're doing Wednesday, right, at 8:30
a.m. Yeah, Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. Yeah.
Yep. You're going to get the email at nailed8llc@gmail.com. Oh, by the way, I would try to get nailedithomeservices@gmail.com,
okay.
That email address, and I would definitely try. And then when we get your website set up, you can have emails to it from it as well. So, yeah, so you guys can actually have an email on from it as well. Okay, which helps.
Perfect.
You know, all right.
Yeah.
So I'm getting you now here, so you're gonna be here. Let me make sure your phone number. Should I just put your phone number on the account? Because I know it's gonna mainly be you and not your wife. So should I just take her number off and then just leave your number on?
Well, so she handles all of the calls and the scheduling and everything.
Yeah.
My phone,
you're gonna
rarely
this account. Right.
Because once I go with people's, yeah, I will. I'll be handling, I guess, the count until I hand it over to her. Because neither of us really know a whole lot about.
Here's what I'll do. I'll put her as an authorized user, but I'm gonna put your main contact information as the main contact information. That way, we keep it organized, right?
So then I'll also
put Mercedes as.
Can I put you on hold for like 2 seconds? I just got to answer this call real quick. I'll call
no
back.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
Yeah. Poker. Okay, for Laguna Beach. All right, see ya.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, sorry about that, man. Some freaking freaking work van took a shit on me.
No way.
Oh yeah. So yeah.
You have to get it. Like, what's wrong with it?
So long story short, it's $1,300 worth of fixing it, but that's all right.
Okay, that's bad.
Son of a gun. Yeah, that's what I said.
Work.
Yeah, well, I need to work. Get all my tools in. I was doing the old pallet around, grab it from the, you know, take it from the garage to the truck. I was doing that whole thing. It's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
That's nice having everything I need. Because, you know, each job's a little different, and I can't fit everything in the truck. So and then if it rains, it'll
work. Is the work van, like, worth, like, putting the money into, or is it better just to...
Well, like, just barely. That thing's a 1999. Yeah. You know, it's old,
okay.
26 years old, but it's solid except for this issue. And it really is one of those things, like, I could do it, but I need a lift, and I don't have a lift. So it's like,
You don't know anybody that's got a lift?
Nobody, no. I used to have a lady that let me use her garage. Her husband died. And he had a lift in his garage. She was letting me use it, but then her brother, freaking tweaker brother, came into town and just screwed that all up.
Oh, like he doesn't let you use it?
Well, no, he was stealing stuff out of her garage, and now she doesn't let anybody in there, you know.
My gosh.
I was like, come on, guy, you ruined it for everybody. She was a real nice old lady. But,
really?
Real nice. Yeah. But, yeah. That
so, was, like, what was it? Something going on with the transmission the smog?
No, it's the spark. So I thought it was a transmission issue. It was the spark plugs were arcing, and it seems they lost compression in one of the cylinders, so they're going to have to, you know. Well, they think it lost compression. They're going to, when they put in the spark plugs, they're going to check the compression for me and deal with all that shit. But I was like, 13, God, that's steep for just some spark plugs, cap, and rotors. You know, it's like $600 worth of parts. You know, another,
okay.
You know, just $700 worth of labor.
You don't get a mobile mechanic? You can't do it with a mobile mechanic because you need a lift, huh? Darn.
Yeah, because those vans, you know, the engine's like right in the middle, you know.
Wow.
So it is what it is. It's all good. So I'll have to, I'm going to do that exactly. Sorry. Just thoughts rolling through my head. I'm like arguing with that lady. I'm like, I think it's a little steep. So where were we at? What were you doing here?
Yeah, I'm just working on you right now. I'm just getting your invoice put together right now and then I'll have you set up here. And then I got you scheduled for your call tomorrow, so that's good. You know?
Yeah, heck yeah.
So.
Oy, oy, oy. That is a... Shit. How much, what were we talking about with this thing? What's our total on that?
Yeah, so it's $549. Your first, and then $299 a month thereafter. And then we talked about the pay-per-leads once you get approved.
Yeah, the what do they call that, like PPC or PCP or something like that? For the
point no, it's pay-per-click. It used to be called local service ads, and then it went to Google Guarantee, and now it's called Google Verified. Google Verified is what they call
Verified.
It. Yeah, but so we're going to hold your hand. You're gonna know how it works, like.
Okay. Yeah, my fear is that there's gonna be this massive, you know, you're paying the money, and then, you know, this huge influx of cash going out. But
yeah,
I guess it's coming in too. As long as it's coming in too, I'm happy.
Yeah, $549 the first month, and then $299 a month thereafter, and then you're not gonna have those pay per leads going until like probably February, anyways. You got to get approved for it, okay? Just make sure you get that Nailed It Home Services on the DBA so that we can really have your name looking swell, you know?
That'll be easy to do. You know, I talked to the Chamber of Commerce or whatever. Not Chamber of Commerce, but whoever does that. My brain's a little fried at the moment. $15 in 2 days. They said it'll reflect on the records. You know, when people look it up.
Mm-hmm.
So
gotcha. Yeah, definitely. Little... It's like,
That's true. I got to transfer that money so you guys can pull out. So how does it work I got just some questions for you. How does it work when somebody?
Sure.
So when they do the. I assume, you know, like for you guys to run the Facebook and the Google ads and all that, you guys are getting that out of the monthly $299 basically. In the initial setup of the account and everything, that's why it's more the first month. And then you guys use the money that we get for the clicks or whatever, or the verifies. That goes into the ad campaigns that you guys are running on, on Google there to get your name up the list. Is that kind of how it works? This is all news to me, I apologize.
Great question. So how it works is this, okay? your $299, and we went over this before, but I'll re-explain it, okay? $199 of it goes towards getting you on top of Google, right? And that's what you're paying for on a month-to-month basis, because we got to keep doing things to keep you on top, right? It's not just like a one thing and you're always on top of Google, right? If it was that easy, then we wouldn't exist, right? So we got to keep that. And then out of that $299 package, $100 of that is going towards Facebook, right?
Okay.
So remember, we do the sponsored ads, right? So anytime somebody types in, Eric, like, anything that relates to your business, right?
Yeah, like handyman, like, near me or something like that.
Exactly, handyman, right? So let's say they type in handyman, or ceiling fan installation, or
any of those things, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So as long as they do that, then what happens is they're going to see a, like, sponsored ad on your Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah. So then you're going to be able to, like, capture that business on Facebook as well. Okay? So that's the reason of having that, because, yes, getting you on top of Google, yes, having those pay-per-leads, those are great, fantastic. But we also want to capture some business off Facebook, since it is the second most visited place. So having a little bit of ad budget going on Facebook is going to help you. You'll get calls straight from Facebook as well. Okay?
Okay.
So, and it's affordable. It's $2.99 a month, right? So,
yeah. I mean, I looked up kind of like what, you know, all this stuff kind of charges, you know, and brokers and all that, and it seems, you know, right where it's supposed to be. So it doesn't seem like, I don't feel like I'm getting ripped off or anything. I'm just trying to get clarity as to how it works. And yeah, bear with me, because like I said, I'm technically, you know, I'm technologically retarded. So
yeah.
So yeah, I don't quite all fully understand it, but I appreciate you taking the time to help me understand.
Yeah,
it.
No, like, and look, I mean, I don't know how electricity works fully either, but we use it day in and day out, right? You know, so it's like, it's one of those.
I love
things,
this guy.
Like,
fucking Matt, man, I love you, dude. You're, all right, if I ever start a sales gig, you're going to come work for me, man. I love this shit. I love this guy.
You know
this,
what?
This is,
I
that was
here all day long, too, and I see you guys making money, man. And I'm like, man, I should be selling, you know, home services.
Right?
You know, because, man, it's like, you guys make money. Some of you guys, like, I have some guys that make crazy amounts of money. Like, crazy.
Oh, yeah, that.
I got a guy right now out of New York. Spends, like, 15 grand a month with us.
Yeah,
because he takes a lot of those pay-per-leads on top of his package, right?
I wonder what his ROI on that is.
Oh, he's getting about 10 to 1. All set
10 to
1, everything.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so that's like, eventually you're going to be there too. Like, you're going to
be there.
That's
a no-brainer, yeah. I'm making 150 a month? Fuck, baby, I'll give you 15 easy.
Yeah, I mean, even with your $299 package, you should make enough money to, like, more than pay for itself. You should be making thousands off of that $299 every month. So that's what we're talking about. But the pay-per-leads is to act as the filler, Eric, so when you're ready to take those, right, and when you need more business, then, you know, Mercedes is going to have to learn how to use it right? So she's not just giving pricing or having you go meet everybody, because – remember, you get charged any time, right, that, like, you get pricing or you meet that person. So you got to be careful with it, as I always say to people. Right?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, how is it, you know, like, this might be a weird question to ask, but, I mean, what happens if, you know, let's say a phone call gets dropped in the middle and then you call them back?
Well,
that sounds,
that Google's going to know, because the number, like, Google's going to know, so that's why. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Google's smart. You know, Google didn't become the biggest, so, yeah, you don't want to, don't, like, if you don't want the job, don't take the lead, right? If it doesn't make sense, you'll know, right? And you're going to teach Mercedes, hey, this is the jobs we're going to take on these leads, okay? So, as long as it makes you money, though, it's worth it, you know?
It's worth it. It is worth it.
Most of my guys have, like, for every two leads, gets a job.
Really?
Like, two leads, you actually.
I've had.
Yeah.
I get a lot of just people, like, you know, with either, you know, I don't know, I'd say, and maybe out of every 30, maybe I'm landing 10 at best, you know. There's just a lot of people that just have questions about stuff, or, you know, they want to know how much it's going to cost, and then they're like, oh, okay, maybe, and, you know.
Yeah. Well, like, that's the thing, like, that's like, so, the you know, the people that on the paper leads, you know, you're going to be more careful, because you'll get jobs off the, just being on the map section of Google and your Facebook ads, and then, but the paper leads, yeah, you don't want to just, you want to be careful with it. You don't want to just run up the bill is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so no, I have these talks. I have these talks with every business owner because I want you guys to do well on those. And as long as you're careful with it, you'll be fine. Okay?
Gotcha.
Don't need to worry about it. You're going to be like, wow, these things are really good. You know? And they're the best because you're at the tippy top of Google. It shows that you're like been vetted. You have a good background. Eric, it shows like, you know, you have insurance. It just shows everything that you need to like show the public you're credible, and it comes in the form of a call only to you. Okay? So they only call you. Now they can obviously hang up and call somebody else, but that call doesn't get shared or Google doesn't share that lead with anybody else. So that's a beautiful thing. And like I said, you only get charged if you get pricing over the phone or you meet them. Okay. So I gotta read this script to you real quick. It's for your protection. Okay. So I'm just gonna go ahead and explain it to you. So before I process your payment, I'm gonna walk you through what we call our voice verification recording. It's just because we got you on a discounted pre-arrangement for you. We're not charging you for the website either. So it's obviously an added form of protection, and then we're going to send this in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor, just stop me and just be like, hey, can you clarify this, Matt, or what does this mean? And I'll just rephrase it for you. Okay. Just want to make sure you have a firm understanding. Okay.
Well,
so,
a quick question that I do have about that, although all that is, so like, if you're not, let's say, you know, you're getting a lot of, you know, if you're kind of, you're not, you know, if you're not getting as many leads through their, what we were just talking about, you know, if like, let's say if you're getting calls, but you're not giving them the information, so Google's not getting their money, does that affect, like, your standing with them? You know, like, because, the more you pour in, the more you get out.
There's going to be enough calls that come through where they're making money and you're making money. Okay. So,
but if they're not,
Google's not going to like, as long as you get pricing like that, that's the criteria. The AI bot and like, you cannot like get charged for a lead as long as you don't get pricing or don't meet the customer. Okay.
And they won't bump you down if you're not.
You don't want to just keep taking a ton of calls either. So what I always tell people, you take a couple, you turn it off. You take a couple, you turn it back on, right? You just like teeter-totter it. So where, you know, you're constantly like, you're not going crazy on it, but you're taking enough of it, right?
Okay. And if I was taking a bunch of calls, not getting a bunch of jobs, are they going to ping you for that? Like you're, you know, wasting their time or whatever?
No. But you're not going to sit there and let that thing like take a bunch of calls either, right? Because at the end of the day, because there's going to be some of those calls too that are going to be good jobs. But yeah, you definitely don't want to just like waste like a ton of calls to get one job. You know what I mean? Like as long as you're like, is like all I'm saying is just be careful with it. Don't go too crazy. Don't turn down 80% of the calls either. You know what I mean? Like then of course Google's might say something, but you know, I've never had any issues though with our clients because Google makes enough money. They don't care.
Okay, because I say everybody I talk to wants an estimate over the phone, so it's like I'm trying to think of like how.
Yeah, so that. Yeah, so you, what you would do is like, okay, this guy on the phone, right? Let's go back because we need to talk about. By the way, they will fluctuate, Eric, from time to time, like the cost per lead. So right now. For your area, right, like handyman, painting company, home exterior painting, interior painting, drywall repair, power washing, gutter cleaning, right? So it's $67, right, per qualified lead, okay?
Yeah.
That's obviously adds up, so just be careful on it. That's all. Don't overthink it either. If it makes sense to spend $67, spend the $67, okay? For every two of those, you're going to get a job, okay, if you're careful with it, okay? That's what I'm saying. Like, does it make sense to give $67 for somebody, you know? And then that's the determination you guys need to make. If it doesn't make sense, then don't spend it. Just say, you know what? I appreciate you calling us in. Right now, we're too busy right now. I wouldn't be able to help you. You know what I mean? And I hate for you to say that, but at the same time, what makes more sense? Spend $67 for somebody that's really not going to, you know, make sense to spend that kind of money on. You know what I mean? If it's nickel and dime or stuff, but if it's worth that $67, then spend it, you know? Got to spend a little money. Yeah. But again, you're not going to be taking a ton of leads out the gate either. Yes, you have to prepay for 13 like we talked about, right? Eventually, like back in February-ish when you get approved for this, we'll have to prepay 13 leads. But once you start taking it, you can draw against that prepaid account as little or as aggressively as you want, okay? But I would recommend, like, your first month getting your pay per lead, you only take, like, two or three tops just to be safe with it, okay? And once you guys get enough calls with it and you get more familiarized with it and you're more comfortable with it and it's giving you a good ROI, then you take more, okay? You're going to be like, wow, Matt made it more of a bigger deal than really what it was. I get now what he was saying. Like, it's not that big of a deal, but I always tell people, be cautious. It's your money. Don't just, like, you know, bid every job. Don't just, you know, you're spending $67 on that lead. Okay? So be smart with it, and that's how you win with it. Make sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, good. So again, it's there when you need it to draw from it, and so that you can keep getting more and more business. Okay, so let's get back to this so we can get this knocked out. Okay, so this call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Nailed It Home Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Eric Harris, CEO.
Perfect. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You are also authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get the results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. You're going to see that number come up, like, when we call you and stuff. Please allow 24 hours of Local Splash to return calls to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Okay? You be on top of Google. People love to call you, right? You know, especially companies like Yelp. Okay? Obviously, as you know, they offer advertising services. Do you ever receive calls from – you know, like Yelp or any of these companies, let us know because we can always offer you a discounted rate, okay? So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Oh, sorry. You have to read that one more time, please.
Yeah. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yeah.
Okay. In other words, don't go start getting other marketing going and don't tell us about it or anything. You know, it's like people do things, right? So as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google Guarantee application, and any other items recommended for the Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documents within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree when asked in the documents we need to submit these items within 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to need documents, right? So make sure to, yep, like, get us the documents, right? Obviously, you need to start working on changing your DBA. So get on that, like, starting tomorrow, okay? So that we can, you know, get things moving full steam ahead for you. Okay?
Okay.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today's November 24th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 24th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that local/international and has representatives all over the world at your service. You understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. You have any questions?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
So, the renewal, you know, it just renews after the three months. So you're agreeing to 3 months and then it just renewals. Is it month to month or is it year?
Yeah,
it just keep going on 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. So the first month is $549, right? Like we talked about, we broke all this down on the email, but includes your application fee, your background check, right? You're going to get an email, too. Once we get everything set up for either one of these two companies, it's either called Evident ID or Pinkerton. Those are the background check companies. Once you get the email, you just fill it out. It's very, very – we've already prepaid it and everything, right? So your background check's covered, okay? You just got to fill out the form, like sign electronically, sign it. It's very easy. You'll see. It's like the easiest thing you've ever done. Okay.
Can you tell me real quick? What's the last four of the card that I gave you? I just want to make sure I'm putting the money in the right account.
Oh yeah. That's a good. Yeah. Let me give you that. Hold on, because it doesn't say it says the only last four. 4875.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Is that the right one? Okay. Cool.
I think so. I'm texting her.
Okay.
She does this stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. So. So make sure you tell your wife two things that we need to be looking out for: the background check application for you guys to sign. Okay. You'll get it in a few days. Secondly, obviously you got to change the DBA to Nailed It Home Services. Okay. Thirdly, we also talked about starting to get your client's name and phone numbers put together. I don't know if you guys started that or not, but we need to, eventually start getting you some 5-star Google reviews, okay? So your client manager will hold your hand on that. But to answer your question, yes, $549 this month. Next month it's $299. Third month it's $299. After the 3-month commitment, it literally just goes to a month-to-month relationship with us.
Okay.
And 93% of my people stay. So, you know. Once I get you dialed in and once you're figuring out the pay-per-leads and all this, you're going to really see, okay, that this thing really does work and that you're going to have a good marketing campaign that's affordable and keep your business growing because you need leads, right? Stay afloat. So that's what we're going to work towards and get you the business. All right?
Okay. Cool.
So, couple of things. So, the pay-per-leads are going to fluctuate sometimes, okay? I can't guarantee you that the cost per lead is going to be the same in 6 months with Google or anything in life, right? McDonald's changes their prices like everybody else, right? But right now, it's $67, okay?
right?
And you'll know when the price changes, okay? You'll know when the price changes over time, Okay, so we.
I'll know by, like, they'll inform me of it, or I'll know because I'll see the bill and be
yeah.
like,
yeah, you'll see it in your dashboard, and they'll inform you of it as well. You'll know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to be crazy. It's not like one day you're going to wake up and all of a sudden it's $180 for a lead. No. It's just going to
might even go down after. With the client list, how do you guys want that, like, I don't know, like, what kind of system, like, like Excel, or how do you guys...
Great question. We're not going to upload the clients to your dashboard, because some people have a lot. Like, I have a guy right now, he has 150 clients. He's like, man, okay, I'm going to send it to you. And I'm like, I'm not uploading all your clients. I love you, man, but, we're all busy. So
yeah.
What's going to happen is, take it 10 at a time. All you got to do is type it in real quick. Maybe you can have Mercedes do some, inputting, And then once you get them all in there, right, it'll allow you guys to start sending the automated text messages. So
that's on the dashboard.
And then as you get a client done, you put them in every time like clockwork, right? That's like how my Stingray Electric that we looked at, 196 five-star Google reviews, they've been using that platform like clockwork. So you definitely want to be using that, because we have to get you 5 five-star reviews on your Google business page. Remember, we did talk about that last call. And we have to get that as quickly as possible. I mean, you could have a couple of friends do it, but the more people you can put in and the more we can send out the text messages, you'll get those 5 five-star reviews real quick. You've probably done enough work that people give you the 5 stars. Okay? So that's why we got to get your Google business profile page up, but we want the Google business profile page to look right, because it's going to say Nailed It Home Services on it.
Got it.
Okay. Cool.
And then we want to get the reviews. We do that. So I don't want to like go out and reach out to them beforehand. We want to just do it, just send it to people.
You want to do it in steps, in the timely manner.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, don't do that yet. So. Once you get access to the dashboard and you've been onboarded and your client manager walks you through a bunch of stuff, right, and you make sure Mercedes is there, because it sounds like she's going to be probably helping and assisting with a lot of that, so you can focus on doing the work and she can focus on building the business, right? So it's kind of like you guys are going to have two different roles, right? She's going to be the sales and handling – like this side of it, and making sure you're getting the 5-star reviews, and you're going to be out there getting the jobs done,
Got it.
Making it happen. So,
my last question. If you, so let's say if at the end of the 3 months, for whatever reason, it doesn't sound like I'm going to be unhappy with it, but let's say I'm unhappy.
We have a conversation, and you can cancel at any time. As long as you cancel 3 days before, that we just read, right?
Yeah,
but
3 days before the billing.
That's why we asked for a 3-month commitment, because we want you guys to give this enough time to see the progress and see, okay, first month we got some results. Second month, well, this thing took off well. Third month, man, we're full steam ahead. And that's why we ask people to give it 3 months, because, with anything, it's not like in a week I'm going to have your phone ringing. Like, it's going to take us a couple weeks to get things moving. We got to get your website built in 7 to 10 days, right? We got to start getting you organically on the search engines. And then once we're on, get you on the search engines, your Facebook ads are hitting now. So your first month, you will get results, right? I have a power washing guy I brought on, and power washing is like slowing down because it's winter, and he's already gotten some results. And he's only been with me for 3 weeks, and it was his biggest concern. Like, hey, Matt, am I going to get any results? So, you will get results, and that's why after the 90th day, you're going to be committed to it, because you're going to see the progression of this and see, okay, yeah, this is definitely well money spent. And then once you start taking those paper leads, it's over. It's going to be a game changer for your business. Like that right there, that's like the icing on the cake, It's like, it's just so sweet and so beautiful. Like that lead program, you're going to love it. It's going to help you guys really grow up to the next level.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, it takes the training wheels off, right? And you guys are now ready to kind of start soaring and taking your business. Over time, you can hire some people, right? As you start getting more and more jobs and more sales. and then you're going to be in my next testimonial video, right?
There it is.
That's really, honestly, like, I could make so many calls with my clients to get more testimony videos, but I'm just so busy. I don't have time. But that is why this program sets you up for overall success, right? If we weren't doing the pay-per-leads, I would be doing you a disservice. Why? Because you need sometimes more leads. Every business does, right? There's going to be months that we're going to totally crush it for you on our ads. And then other months, you're going to be like, man, why wouldn't it, like, last month? Yeah, I got some calls. Yeah, I got a couple jobs. But, man, last month, man. You know, and those pay-per-leads will add as the filler, right, to continue to keep you, like, having that extra resource, right?
Yeah, keep it
so
back.
We're going to have the free fishing ponds.
Okay.
You know? So, makes sense?
Do you guys help build the Facebook account too, or is it just the website?
Yeah, we're not, okay. One thing we won't do, we're going to build the Facebook, but we're not going to be posting on it. We're going to be using your Facebook page to run sponsored ads though. So when you guys want to, like, hey, just completed a successful job, you know, you guys can put some posts every so often and put some photos. Okay. Which is super easy to do. Okay. That side of it, cause we're a marketing agency. We're not like, you know, we're not your social media, like, you know, but this social media campaign will get you business because it's using those keywords to retarget, right, on the Facebook platform.
Okay.
Be able to get that transferred? How are you looking on that, by the way?
It's there, maybe.
Okay.
It should be. Let me text her real quick. Let me double check. I told her to put it there.
Okay.
Let me tell her to send me a confirmation.
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to charge it and then, like, insufficient or something, or
if this transfer doesn't go through, it's just a little bit. You'll be there.
You're gonna be fine. Do you have work? Do you have work lined up right now? How's work looking for you?
It's going good. You know, today, the other day was great. You know, I was rolling. You know, and you know, today's
nice.
I'm just dealing with people that are finicky, and nobody's booking anything. I can tell them, I could come out today and do it for you. I got some time. And they're like, oh, you know, the price, you know, old people. Promise that, you know, handyman is you're dealing with a lot of retired age people, and a lot of them don't have a great understanding of, or they just don't, you know, they've been around for a long-ass time. They're like, shit used to be cheaper, bro. I'm like, I know it. It ain't like that no more.
So, like, this guy was telling me, like, he was trying to get his kitchen cabinets painted, you know, because it's the old mahogany look, and he wants to just paint them white. And somebody's like quoted him like $2,500 to paint. Like, it doesn't have that many cabinets, and I'm like, dang. He was sharp too, and I was like, you know, I was like, yeah, but you know, people's time, you know, not cheap anymore.
Yeah, some guy asked me how much to paint the interior of his house, you know, 1,500 square foot house, and I was like, you know, that's. I mean, you know, and he wants it done on the 26th. He wants me to start on the 26th. I'm like, that's holiday weekend, dude. Like, I mean, if you want me to start and work through the holidays, it's going to be $6,000. You know?
Yeah.
I'll do it for less when it's not the holiday weekend, but if I'm going to be cutting out on the family.
Yeah, he wants you to start on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, the 26th, that's what he said.
No, 26th is Wednesday, sorry, yeah. So, yeah, he wants you to work on Thursday, on Thanksgiving Day?
It would definitely be it's a two-day job, one day to tape it all up and another day to paint it, so, yeah. I was like, I'm not missing the day before and the day of Thanksgiving. It's like when all my family gets around, I'm like, you want that? It's double. It's double.
And what did he say when he said that?
He's like, oh, no, you know, I only budgeted $3,000 for this. And I was like, well, that sounds reasonable if you're not wanting it during Thanksgiving and holiday, you know?
Yeah. Can you do, like, Friday, Saturday? Yeah.
Well, we got a family. We're going to be out of town for Friday and Saturday.
Exactly. It's the holidays anyways. Like, this is
what we're doing three Thanksgiving in a row back to back. Her family, my family.
Are you going
to
California to see your parents or no?
No, we kind of did that.
Are you going to California?
I won't be in California.
Nice.
My mom's out there drumming me up business in Kodo, though. She's like, I got business lined up for next time you're up in town. I'm like, shit, I'm never going to get a
vacation. Oh, my God.
Dude, I like working in Kodo.
I know those rich people out there in Kodo. They love They love a guy like you because you know you go in there and give them. Yeah.
Dude, I've done some jobs in her neighborhood before, and it's nice because they pay.
You know what? I know the guy that did all the drywall and like framing and all most of those homes in Coto. His name
really?
Is Jose. Yeah, his name's Jose, and Jose, like, and him and his crew, like he did like 90% of the homes in Coto.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he probably killed it on that one.
Yeah, he's like this contractor. I know, like, it's my client and stuff. So he tells me all the stories. You know, I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I did some pavers for a lady in her backyard, and she told me that I didn't charge her enough, and so she paid me double what I asked for.
Wow.
And I thought I owed her
a 5-star. That's a lady.
Yeah, right.
She's our first 5-star right there. You know,
it's so easy.
All they do is click on your page, and then they can boop, and then put your 5-star review on it. So easy.
Nice.
Like we make it brain proof, idiot proof. All right. Did she text you? Where are we at on that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's there. We're good.
Okay. All right. Let me just get this knocked out here, and then you're gonna get some automated text here. So let me go ahead and get this done too.
Okay, and today will be the rebuild date, right? So
So it'll be the 24th of every day.
Okay, so of every day?
Yeah, every month. Yeah, it's been a long day. I've been here since 7, as you can tell. I'm a little...
No, it's all good, man. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I burned that midnight oil
7 to 4 every day. They got me grinding away.
Grinding
away.
I
love my job. Like, I love seeing you guys grow too. That's what's so great about what we do. Like you guys start off a little nervous. You're like, okay, I don't know how this is gonna work, but let me see. All right, Matt. And then next thing you know, you guys love me. Love me a long time.
Right.
You know,
right. I'm coming over, baby. Coming over, baby. Right? No. Next stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Christmas is gonna be good this year. I guess.
That'd be sweet, man. Because it was shitty last year. Let me tell you.
Oh, was? Why?
Whole reason I got into this was because I got fired last year on Christmas. I got written up or whatever, reprimanded on Christmas, and then fired the next day. So, and I just worked like
whole nonsense too, huh? Nonsense.
Total nonsense. Just you know, workplace politics and bullshit like that.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter. Nothing to do with my quality of work. And,
yeah,
totally let me go. It was pretty rough. And, that's the second Christmas in a row I got fired. And,
wow.
Oh, yeah, dude, it killed me.
So
I was
like, okay, God, I got to make some changes. And I bet your wife was probably up here, you know what? Oh, I can only imagine.
Actually, she's the one who was driving it. She was like, listen, she's like, you don't even like doing this kind of work. Stop doing it. I know you're not happy. I know, like, you hate it in your soul going every day. She's like, I appreciate you grinding for us, but like, she's like, we don't want it if that's what it takes. She's like, she's like, I want you to do what you want to do. So I'm like, well, I want to start my own business, you know, been wanting to do that for a long time. She's like, well, then do it.
That's great. So and you know what? Honestly, you've been putting one foot forward. It's starting to grow now. Now you got marketing here now. I mean, you're starting to have a legit company, man. We're going to have Nailed It Home Services, like, you know, on Google, and we're going to be running Facebook ads, and you're going to be taking these paper leads, too. I mean, you're set up now. Now the only thing is just don't give up. Don't make sure she answers the phone. That's the one thing I can't stress enough. Hey, when this phone rings, okay, she answers the phone.
If you're looking like through Angie and all them or whatever, Home Advisor, whatever the fuck it is, we answer it 99% of the time right away, immediately.
Nice. That's good. That's real good. Yeah, and Angie's and those Home Advisors, man, those are just like, oh. Like, this is going to be a way better platform for you guys, especially what you do, because people are looking for you all day long on Google, all day long. You're just not there, so we're going to put you there. I can put you in front of the people. It's how you guys handle it from there, right? As long as you guys can handle it, you know, I'll get you the calls. That's easy. So, all right, so you should have gotten some automated text messages. Let me know if you got these text messages.
Yeah, I got something rolled in. I heard it on the other end here.
There's one that has a link in it. It says localsplash.com/terms. We need to go ahead and click on that on the text message.
/terms.
See that?
Yeah. That's loading.
You need to sign that thing and check the three check boxes, everything we talked about, right? The terms.
Yep.
And then once you do that, let me know, and then we're going to move on to the next step.
Click here and type your name. Relevant ads, including DBA logo spread. Sorry, I was reading along here. Hold on a sec.
Hey, no worries. No, I want you to. There's no hidden surprises. It's all straightforward language to, you know.
Oh, yeah, it is. I'm just kind of scanning over it. It's nice.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Not too thick. You know, sometimes it's like, holy shit, I'm going to have to call you back because this is thick.
Yeah. We're not taking your firstborn, don't worry.
Right, yeah, exactly. The second board would be preferable, honestly.
Okay, the second board's up for sale.
He's on the table, all right? He's on the table, you know. He doesn't
exactly.
Know the talk yet. He's kind of an asshole. We love him, mm-hmm. I think.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. It depends on what day you ask, really.
Yeah.
No, he's a good kid. I love him.
That's good.
You know, I was an only child, so I always thought it was weird, you know, people be like, you know, I always just wonder, like, how do you tell which kid you love the most, you know? And people are like, oh, that's not, you know, you don't do that. You love them all equally. I was like, how do you love them all equally? They're not all equally the same. I was like, you got to have a favorite, right? People are like, no, we don't have a favorite. I'm like, you definitely got a favorite. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like only freaking child.
I'm going to put this in the notes, the homeservicesnailedit.com. Try to get that domain name here. I'm going to put that in here.
Happen to deliver all relevant access. New owner, at the request of the client. So, okay. No technical optimization. All right, cool. I think we're good. Yeah.
Cool. And then what did it do after that?
Excuse me. How do I get out of this? Just go back on page.
Did it allow you to sign it and hit, then it goes to like where you enter your username and password after that. Like after you're done signing it.
Okay.
You gotta sign that first or otherwise.
Confirm signature.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I love those jobs out in Kodo. Those are nice.
Oh, my God.
They're not tripping about the bill, that's for sure.
Oh, they're not tripping about none of that. Some of those people have private jets, you know? Come on,
I know, right?
You know?
They're flying helicopters off the golf course.
Yeah, there is a helicopter pad on one of those big mansions. I've seen it back in the day.
Yep.
I don't know if it's still there. I've been in Kodo.
It's still there. I've seen them land like a week ago. I've seen them land in it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking. I'm here. Welcome to Local Splash. Sign in with your credentials.
Okay. So that we texted you your username and password. It's not going to be much in there because we just set up your account and we're going to go through it another time. But if you want to log into it, just check. But yeah, that's how you log in. And we have an app too, and like so you can log in all kinds of ways through our app. Through our website and all your paper leads and all your leads, by the way, are going to be call recorded. So you're going to know how many calls you got every single month, right?
Okay.
It's all going to be on the analytics, and the analytics are going to tell us where it came from. This one came from Facebook. This one came from Google. This was a paper lead, right? And it's all going to like put it all together very nicely. So so we all know how well you're performing or not. And at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, are you making money with us, right? And that's why we got to have the analytics. So we're going to put a call tracking phone number all over the place, and that's the number they're going to call, and then it's going to route to probably, sounds like Mercedes' cell phone, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So we're going to make sure we have that all dialed in, okay?
Got it. Where's the here we go. Web money password? Nice. Web money.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to make that web money, huh?
Web money. Fucking gangster, right? That's legit. I like it.
I love when I can have like fun with my clients because it's like sometimes it can be tedious too. You know?
Oh, I bet. Yeah, right. It's like, come on, let's have a little fun here. That's not kind of how I'm like,
marketing all day and.
Oh God, yeah, right. Yeah, let's just enjoy a little bit.
Hey, I'm
of
essential, man. People need leads. They need leads, you know.
Bro, that's you know, I've been doing this word of mouth before all this kind of stuff. Before I started paying for this shit, I was just doing it by word of mouth, and I was like, I was like, I need more leads. I need people, and I need to get out in front of people.
It always
like,
happens that way. That's what's gonna happen. That's why, like, me not getting you if I didn't get you the paper leads, you're gonna get to a point where you're like, I need more leads. Right? Like, that's why I have a plumber. I told you, right? He's in New York, right? He spends $50 grand a month with us, right? He's my client. And he, literally, like, he was already doing, like, he was doing everything himself, right? He was running radio, TV. He was doing, like, all kinds of crap, right? And I told him, I said, look, let me take this off your plate. You don't need to stress out anymore. You don't need to handle the marketing. You can focus more on your business. He's like, Matt, if you can get me more leads and you can take this off my plate, you can have all my other businesses too. I'm like literally about to sign up his other businesses because he's been with us for a bit now and he loves us, like loves us. And he spends like 15 grand just on this one. He has another one. He spends like 20 something on another business. Right. So it's like he's spending like money, man, like real money. And he has crews. That's all he does. Right. But he needs like just for his plumbing business, he needs like a solid 250 leads a month for his plumbing business. Right.
Yeah.
For it to like for him to stay busy, you know? So you're just like a smaller operation. If I can get you like 10, 15, 20, you know, solid leads a month, you're going to be happy. You know, it's going
to
be enough.
I mean, I'd like more. I'd like to get more of them. You know, I'll take 100.
Yeah, well, that's why you can scale it to whatever degree. If you want to scale it, look, the only adjustments over time you're going to make, okay, are, okay, let's spend a little more on Facebook. Instead of $100, let's spend $200 a month. Okay. Let's get more pay per leads. Right. Those are the like adjustments you can make with us as you go along, but we got to start somewhere. Where it's like digestible first, right? You know, and then over time, right? You'll be good. Okay, so I got you scheduled. Hold on, let me make sure. Hold on, let me just take. Okay, no, because you're at the 4025. That's right. Okay, so I'm.
And so after and after this, I don't get to harass you no more, right? You're sales guy, so you won't be hit managing.
No, you get to harass me. No, you definitely get to harass me because I'm gonna definitely be checking in on you. You're my, like, you're going to be my new fave, okay? So,
all right. There we go.
But,
Share my success story with someone. I got to have, like, a, you know.
I know. Actually, you got to be my next Stingray Electric that I tell everybody about, you know?
Yeah, all day.
I must talk about Stingray Electric, like, freaking 100 times a week because that's all I think is blast this guy's business, you know?
Yeah, you got to be like, hey, you're going to pay me $50 personally because I'm telling the
video. I know. Great as a video, so it's fair game.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you put it out there, man. This is all you.
Yeah. I don't know if you want me talking about your business all day, though. I'll be like, you know what? This guy didn't even really have a good name. We had to come up with a good name for him.
Yeah, right. He had a terrible name. It was no good. We couldn't figure one out. Yeah, he's like, I'm going to pull the trigger. For sure, he was going to blow me off.
No, I was like, you know what? I knew you're gonna be fine, you know. So hold on, let me nailed it. Home services. Okay. By the way, make sure she starts getting on that though. Okay. Like, don't forget. Like,
no, no, I just wrote it down. I got it on the, I got on my little board of stuff to do. It's right there.
Good. There you go. You got clients, all your clients, names, phone numbers, your DBA. Yep.
5-star reviews, people, the people that we want, or the people will tell you to send it to, basically.
Yep.
Right?
Wednesday at 8:30. Let me put this down too.
Yeah. Okay. I'll put that on the calendar. Thank you for saying that.
Okay. You're going to get a Calendly, like, invite thingy, too. Like, you're going to see it. It'll come through. But, yeah, definitely make sure you remind yourself Wednesday, because I'll be calling you and introducing you. Okay?
And I'll have this. I'll have this.
All right, cool. Yeah. A lot of little stuff, you know? Got a lot of little stuff. Well, that's why you have
to log into the I was trying to log into the local Splash thing. The password's not working.
Are you typing it? Is there a space before? Make sure there's no space before.
Let me make sure I'm looking at this right. 360.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know what? It's 4015. It's her phone number, not mine. That's what I'm fucking up.
So, oh, you know, it's got her phone number on it. Okay.
That's all good. Okay, and then it's money. Web money. Web money. Okay. Is it L2
possible? Yeah, you're going to love all those little features, like, once we get you dialed in.
Getting five-star
reviews is, like, I love that. I love that we record all the phone calls, too. It kind of helps you guys stay organized, like, with your
I love that.
A client retention, like, CRM, you know? So it'll help you guys, like, go back in. Like, I do that from time to time. I'll go check on my clients, like, see how, like, their calls are coming in. I'll just, like, pop in and listen to a call here or there just to see, you know? Like, and, you know, like, I have a guy, he's a septic guy, and he pumps septic tanks, right? And he literally is in Texas, and the guy never freaking answers his phone. So it's like I had to, like, literally – give them
that's not a problem we have. We answer all the time.
Hey, you want to answer the phone. Hey, because your wife knows when that phone ringing, there's probably money at the end of it.
That's money calling.
Exactly, money talks.
I know, right? That's money calling. She knows it, too. She answers it. She's on it.
Okay, good.
Six in the morning. That turns that phone all the way up. She's on it all day.
Mm-hmm.
She got it.
There you go. Okay, so I got you down for Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. our time, Pacific. Wait. Are you 1 hour ahead, or are you not?
No, we're the same. We're the same.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, because I'm like, crap. Did I just make a mistake? You know, I'm like, man, I don't need no mistakes at the end of the night here.
Right.
So, okay, so you're dialed in 8:30 a.m. Wednesday. I got everything set up on your account, okay? And then I will be calling you and introducing you, and then we're going to carve out about an hour is that call, okay? We're going to go over all the little things, okay? I'm going to put in the notes here, too, to try to get that domain name, too, so before I forget all that, too. But, yeah, I got you all set up, man. You're good to go.
Cool. Right on. Sounds good.
I appreciate it, and we're gonna take good care of you. Don't worry, you're gonna be in good hands. Ultimately,
yeah. I think you can tell I'm nervous. I'm nervous. My first time.
Yeah, it is. Okay, but after time, you're gonna be like way better. You know,
take more of my money, Matt. Take it now. Take that money. I want more.
Exactly. All right, well, buddy. Sure, man. Well, you get the rest, brother. I'll talk to you on Wednesday, okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks, Eric. You have a great one. All right.
Bye.
Hey, good luck on your car, too.